And good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, I have a few folks here to talk about things going on at Sitka Community Hospital. Ann Wilkinson is with the foundation. Patrick Williams is with the Injury Prevention Program. And Kobe Weiland is here. He is one of the Safe Kids of the Month folks being highlighted as a safe kid. So welcome to Morning Edition, everybody.
Good morning.
Well, you know, actually, sorry, Ann and Patrick, I would really like to start off with Kobe.
Yeah.
Kobe, what grade are you in? How old are you?
I'm in sixth grade, and I am 11 years old.
And you are being honored as a Safe Kid of the Month. What does that mean?
That means that I'm one safe kid in Sitka.
That's great. Well, and you do a lot of activities, right, Patrick? Why did you highlight Kobe as a safe kid?
Well, Kobe's always swimming, and he's really comfortable in the water, and that's kind of the highlight of what we wanted to talk about today. Kobe's an awesome swimmer. He shows up to practice all the time. He's involved in open water, too, through our Change Your Latitude swim. He's a great role model in regards to that. He always wears his life jacket when he's on the boat, and he does a lot of things to stay safe and healthy. So I picked him, and he's a great kid to talk about it.
Well, and your Safe Kid of the Month program highlights kids in Sitka who are active and who are doing it safely.
Yeah, if you'll remember, I had Makai on here probably about a month ago, and he chatted about kind of being healthy. But Kobe's a lot like Makai, and he does a great job. So we wanted to highlight him and bring him here to chat about safety.
Well, Kobe, tell us a bit about your swimming. Are you a pretty dedicated swimmer?
I think I am a pretty dedicated swimmer, especially in the pool, but also in the ocean with my wetsuit on.
What is it about swimming in the ocean that you enjoy?
I like that it's like a giant swimming pool.
It's a giant swimming pool with potentially little critters swimming around, huh?
Yep.
And what have been some of the open water swims you've done?
I've done the Change Your Latitude twice now, and I also go swimming for fun with my mom and dad.
And when you think about being safe in your outdoor activities, let's say swimming, what are some things that you focus on?
I focus on being able to see somebody at all times, like not go off in any direction unsupervised. And I think that's it.
Okay, so you want to make sure that you know where there's an adult.
Yes.
This seems particularly important in the open water swims. Is it difficult sometimes, you know, maintaining that proximity with an adult so you can always see where someone is when you're out in the open water? Is there a desire to just go swimming off into the great unknown and take some chances?
Usually not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Patrick, tell us a little bit more about your injury prevention program and a really great grant that the foundation with Ann worked on and that you were able to
secure. Sure. So we partner with the foundation, and we're lucky to have Ann here. She's a great asset to our hospital. The foundation does a lot of great things. We partnered with them, and we had our grant writer write a grant to Primera Blue Cross Blue Shield of Alaska, and we got a $3,000 water safety grant to provide all kinds of necessary items for children and adults alike to be safe in the water. And, you know, I'm happy to bring that to Sitka, and I'm looking forward to what we can do with it. It's $3,000, so that'll go a long way in the long run. So it's great. I really want to thank Premier for helping us out with this. It's awesome.
And the foundation, Ann, you were the folks who went and you got the grant?
Yes, that's right. The foundation's mission statement is to support and promote healthcare throughout Sitka. And, you know, healthcare nowadays is more than just treatment of disease. It includes wellness and prevention and, you know, the whole spectrum of healthcare. And Sitka Community Hospital is embracing that. And the foundation is really pleased to be part of that change in the trend of healthcare. So we used our grant writers to secure this grant from Premera that we'll be buying life jackets, and Patrick can discuss this more than me probably, kiosks to put the life jackets in, and we want to make sure that all children in Sitka are safe and have access to the safety equipment that they need to be safe on the water.
Well, we'll talk a little bit further about where those life jackets may be placed. But first, I want to talk with you, Anne, a little bit about the Sitka Community Hospital Foundation, because it is, as far as I'm aware, a really important, you know, driver underlying the hospital and underlying health care and health promotion in Sitka. But not much, you know, it's not really talked about.
I know. And, you know, this is our 20th year, starting in January. We were founded in January of 1995, so we're getting ready to start our 20th year of fundraising for Sitka Community Hospital and Healthcare. And we used to be primarily in the hospital doing equipment needs and capital needs for the hospital, but now we're moving out into more of the community. We do the park prescription program at the National Park, where you can walk and get a punch card and get credit for that, and then we have a drawing every quarter for that. We're doing work with Patrick on the kids' safety and prevention, injury prevention. So, yeah, we're really pleased to be expanding.
Wonderful. And Patrick, let's talk a bit about where those life jackets the foundation was able to get you are going to be placed. At least, do you think? Where do
sure.
You think?
Yeah. It's not completely set in stone yet. February is actually Water Safety Month, but we're going to try to do this over a long span of hopefully 6 months. We got kiosks. We're looking at that. I know a lot of people know the Kids Don't Float kiosks, which are out in the harbors. I've partnered with them in the state to get life jackets down here and maybe provide kiosks in some lakes instead of just in the harbor. So there's a lot of people that swim in Heart Lake and Thimbleberry Lake, and we want to make sure they're safe when they go swim up there, especially because people don't like hiking with life jackets. You don't see that very often. So if we have a little box down there, that would be great. We also want to get life jackets from the state. So they're going to send us life jackets. We'll be able to put those in the boxes and in the kiosks. And then we're also looking at providing scholarships for swim lessons. Baranof Barracuda Swim Club has a great swim lessons program, and we're very thankful that they do that here in the community, and we want to provide some money for kids that can't afford swim lessons to be able to apply for that, and then we can help them learn how to swim and be more comfortable in the water, a lot like Kobe already is. So it's a great thing. Prevention is the key, and I think the hospital is starting to embrace that. And I think a lot of hospitals around the nation are taking that into consideration, want to prevent the accidents before they happen.
We're just about out of time. And Patrick, I wanted to ask if you had any closing thoughts. And I know Kobe has something planned as well. Anne, any parting thoughts?
If anyone is interested in joining the foundation, that would be great. You can give me a call at 747-2707. Our next meeting will be Monday, January the 12th, 2015, at the hospital at noon.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to say a big thank you to Premier for all they do for this water safety grant, and a thank you to Ann and the foundation. They're a great organization, and I'm happy to partner with them. And thanks to Kobe. He's a great kid, and he's a model for safety and wellness. So, Kobe, do you have any last thoughts? He wanted to say a little blurb about the hospital. So, Sitka
Community Hospital.
Creating a healthier tomorrow.
Today.
Great. Well, thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
We have been speaking with Kobe Weiland, the Safe Kid of the Month, also Patrick Williams with Sitka Community Hospital Injury Prevention, and Ann Wilkinson with the Sitka Community Hospital Foundation.